Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Ryan Nelson. Date of birth is 10-20-1949. Date of procedure March 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Clay Nordquist. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy. With cold esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma hot snare polypectomy, comma cold snare polypectomy. Description of indication is Barrett's esophagus, comma personal history of colon polyps, comma colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure form consent was obtained. Period possible complication of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of methemulation, such as monitor while explained to the patient. Period. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is pre-anesthesia services monitored. Anesthesia can period. While lubricated, the gastric scope is introduced into the esophageal symphysis and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum. Second portion of the duodenum. Stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardioperitoneal air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in the lateral position. The digital rectus examiner is around period while the lubricated colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, shins, colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than a fair to optimal prep with a Boston bowel prep score of 6, 2-2-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive distal esophageal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bipod, comma. There was evidence of salmon-colored mucosa noted, prog C2, comma M4. Period. Biopsies were obtained at 40 centimeters, comma, at 38 centimeters, and at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. Go back for evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Please go back for evaluation of Barrett's esophagus in all four quadrants at each of these levels. Per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema noted in the antrum and body, comma, biopsies routine for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric fundus polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a periampullary diverticulum noted. Next line. There was what appeared to be polypoid tissue at the 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock position surrounding the periampullary diverticulum. Common biopsies were obtained of both for histology and further evaluation. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was a fair to suboptimal prep, comma, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 6, 2-2-2. Next line. There were two diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 12 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were two transverse colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Comma, there was some active oozing noted at the site and the hemocloth was deployed with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were three diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was severe pansiverticulosis coli, making the colon tortuous and narrowed in the sigmoid Next line, there was an incident of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend daily PPI to be continued with repeat EGD in 3 years for surveillance pending findings of the biopsies. For surveillance of the Barrett's esophagus pending biopsies. Next line, we'll await pathology of the polypoid duodenal tissue for further evaluation. May need repeat endoscopy. For total removal, if these are found to be adenomatous or hyperplastic. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months, given suboptimal prep and tortuous colon. And for reevaluation of the hepatic flexure polypectomy site. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. You've always touched it.